excuse me for my voice, but I have never, never seen anything like it. On the road again.
Hey, now, if we wanted to hit mailboxes, we could let Ralph drive. We're the best
of friends. Moron, your bus is leaving. Keep turning our way.
Welcome to this spring practice edition of Excuse Me for My Voices On the Road Home podcast. This is Ken Crawford talking to you on the road home from my first trip to watch the Bears practice this spring. Practice is a very different thing to watch than a game, of course. There's so much going on, and it's impossible to really watch it all. There are times when the team is broken out into 8 different groups, sometimes more. There are times when there are 2 different groups running plays with all 11. You'll have 3 different groups running partial drills where, you know, with just the quarterback and receivers or just the linemen or things like that. And then you have the individual drills with quarterbacks and wide receivers and running backs and linemen and tight ends and punters and all of the different stuff. And all of this can be happening at the same time. So it's pretty much impossible to watch everything. And so you have to do your best to pick the subjects that you think are worth watching and go with that. The first thing of note that made this practice interesting is that Longshore is injured. He injured his shoulder, has some discoloration in his throwing arm, and that meant that he wasn't available for practice. He was on the field, but in sweats, wasn't even wearing a red shirt, but was there nonetheless. So Riley moved up to exclusively running the first team offense, and Brock Manson ran the second team drills. The first thing I noticed about this practice is just how intense they're playing this spring. Lots of hooping and hollering. When I've gone to practice in the past, it hasn't had a real enthusiastic vibe to it. But there was a lot of enthusiasm this year. Also notable was Tedford's mean side was back. There's been kind of a growing perception that perhaps he's gotten a little soft, and it was notable to me just how many times I heard his voice over all the other coaches admonishing his team in one regard or another, usually with some sort of disciplined thing where the team wasn't being disciplined, players who were leaving a little early from one drill or weren't following instructions as closely as possible. So it seems that he's made a decision to be more firm with his players and more determined to make things run smoothly that perhaps has gotten a little lax in the last year or two. Beyond those general comments, I have a number of thoughts on individual things I saw. The first thing that actually stuck out to me was just how well Brian Anger punts the ball. This guy is really good. In fact, I'm surprised he wasn't giving Larson a run for his money last year, but he was kicking the ball extremely well, much better than the other two punters that were punting, including Jordan Kay, who took some punts, but is clearly our field goal kicker, and there's a reason why. Also notable was how much Nyan Boateng solved the ball. He was playing a lot of first-team offense. The ball was thrown to him a lot. He was fast, he was nimble, he had a little bit of trouble with his hands, but I can see a lot of potential in him and wouldn't be surprised to see him have a Hawkins-like role next year, being big and physical and getting the job done on the inside, even though he does have the speed to play on the outside as well. Also, as has been noted by many, although Javid Best is the likely starter for next year, because he's nursing a hip injury, Slocum was taking the majority of the first team snaps. He looked really sharp. He was running fast, he was exploding into the line, and looked really sharp. Vereen and Best were both there wearing red shirts. They looked fast, but they didn't get the kind of exposure that they would get if they were not wearing the red shirts. They weren't in the plays, and clearly are recovering. But I think Slocum looks really sharp, and even if Best doesn't pan out to be as good as everyone hopes and expects he will be, there is definite depth in that backfield. Perhaps a experience issue, but the talent is there. Another player who caught my eye was Boskovich, who's a defensive end. He looked very powerful in man-on-man drills, really laying into the offensive lineman he was going up against. And I expect to see good things of him. I don't know where he fits on the depth chart without doing a more in-depth look, but I wouldn't be surprised if perhaps next year you'll see a lot from him. Also notable was the amount of dropped passes. I mentioned Boateng. There's also a number of other players who had their dropitis, including the defenders. Warrell Williams had two different opportunities to intercept a pass that he just dropped the ball. Nevertheless, there were a couple of surprisingly good catches made, one-handed catches made. Taufu had a wonderful one-handed catch that he was quickly able to turn up field with, even after having to really stretch to catch that ball. Ross made an incredibly good one-handed catch off of the turf, where Riley kind of underthrew the ball, threw it a little bit down when he was getting some pressure, and Ross was able to pick it up off the turf and make the catch. And it was a really incredible catch. So despite there being a lot of drops, despite there being some failings, I think the potential's there, and it might just be that, you know, in spring practice, you're not as focused on making sure you pull every ball in as you would in the game. But they were admonished at times about, you know, taking it seriously and making those catches. Generally speaking, it was the defense who was getting the better of the offense, though. They got very good pressure. There's a lot more 4-3 I saw today than 3-4, going back to a discussion about the rumors of what was going on. So I don't think that, you know, we should put all our weight in the 3-4. We may use it more than in the past, but the majority of practice today was using the 4-3. In fact, just in general, the defense was the stronger of the two units. Saquon Thompson made a wonderful bat of the ball on a swing out pattern that would have, you know, a goal line stand situation where the ball was thrown to the outside and he was able to get in between it and bat the ball down. There was a wonderful hands-up play by a defensive lineman, number 57, I didn't get his name, where he blocked a ball coming off the line before it could, you know, get down to the receiver. And generally speaking, the runs weren't going for long distances. The passes were being held in check. The defense really was doing an excellent job providing great pressure. I'm going to have some quotes from Tedford and from Brock Manson at the end of this podcast. But one of the things that was particularly noticeable is that he had been getting on the defense about coming up with their intensity and making the bright plays, that in some previous practices they had missed some and some long plays develop. And so it looks like they responded in kind and are doing a much better job. Also notable was that there were a lot of blitz packages used, testing the pressure that they could get on the quarterback. When I talked to Brock, he indicated that it was surprising to him just how much there were missed assignments and players getting through. And I think a lot of that was because there were some blitz packages maybe that they haven't used in practice before now, and that was confusing the offensive line. But so overall, the defense really was getting the better of the offense. Not that the offense didn't have their good plays, but that the defense seemed to be the stronger unit, at least at this practice. On a non-football-related topic, the side discussion amongst the reporters and the athletic directors and all of that, and Sandy Barber was there today watching practice and talking with donors and that sort of thing, was the move of Stanford basketball coach Trent Johnson from Stanford to LSU, that he just got that job. Of course, what's notable about that is Cal just picked up Montgomery, who is a former Stanford coach, and the thought is that if Cal hadn't locked him up, there's a good chance that Stanford might be interested in getting their old coach back who left Stanford for the Warriors. I'm not sure that's actually the case. There's a lot of rumors that, you know these things are coming, and I'm sure Montgomery talked to Stanford. In fact, I saw word of that in the paper. And you would think they would have said, hey, we might be needing you if indeed that was the case. So probably it's more just an interesting scenario than anything meaningful, but nevertheless, there was a lot of discussion about that topic. Wrapping things up before the quotes from Tedford and Brock, it seems like this team has gotten some of its intensity back. You get the feeling that they're working on moving forward, that they really want to get back the special characteristics they had early in the Tedford era that perhaps last year was a little bit lacking, that ability to rebound, that ability to play at their best, even after a heart-wrenching loss. And there was an intensity I hadn't seen in fall practice before. There's also a lot of young players who were making an impact, too many to bring up in this podcast, but plenty who will either be very good players in the future or might even make some impact this season. Tad Smith was one name mentioned by another reporter who Tedford confirmed he was very happy with his play. So I really think that there's a lot of hope in this team, and the real key is it all coming together, and the discipline and returning to the roots of this team's success will likely head us down the right track. So that wraps it up for me. Thank you for listening to the On the Road Home podcast. I have another spring practice I'll be attending in about a week. Until then, listen to these quotes from Tedford and Brock Manson, and thank you for listening.
You know, last Saturday we weren't real pleased. There was a lot of big plays, a lot of big pass plays, a lot of big runs. But every day we're getting better. Very aggressive. They're flying to the ball. They're doing things. They're learning every day, which is what spring football is all about. He's got discoloration and stuff, so it's going to be strength and things like that. He's still small. The swelling's got to go down. And so it's day by day. Muhammad pulled a hamstring on Monday. You know, the hamstrings are, you don't know if they're pulled or if they're just cramped or strained or what have you.
Any timetable on Shane?
What about him?
Any
timetable? No. No, he's probably about 80-85% right now.
What is his injury?
Hamstring.
But on fall, does he get concussion?
Fall
is
concussion. Probably for a few days, yeah. Him and DJ. DJ may be back. He made a real nice catch on the goal line today. You know, I really believe he's going to be a really strong contributor when it comes season. You know, he's that physical guy. You know, when you lose Craig Stevens, a point of attack guy, he's a guy that has the body type and the strength and the athleticism to do the other things you ask him to do, but he's got the body type to be able to contribute there right away. Brock's learning. I mean, he's very eager. He's got a great attitude. A lot coming at young quarterbacks, but he's learning every day, working hard at it. And, he's got a lot to think about, not only with the mental part of the game, but his accuracy. He needs to work on some fundamentals. And so, but he has a great attitude. And it's right now with Nate out, he's getting a lot of the reps, so it's really good for him.
So you're taking a lot of snaps now, and Nate obviously is a little injured. How's that playing out for you?
My experience is going out the roof right now. Well, in terms of practice. And it's kind of fun getting to run our plays, finally, so instead of scout plays.
What do you think has been most difficult for you?
Understanding protection and where I can go in the pocket. And then learning the concepts. Some concepts are difficult, more difficult than others. Like yesterday, Monday, I had a rough day. And today I came out and had one of my best practices all year. So
there was a lot of pressure today in practice.
That was kind of weird. I don't know why we had a lot of pressure today. It's the first time we've had it in a long time. But I think it's just like one mental MA.
What do you find easy? What's been easy as an adjustment?
Whenever I know what I'm doing, the plays are easier. They're built for us, So, I guess whenever I understand the offense a lot more. So, I mean, playing football is a lot easier now.
So, what are you doing to keep sharp? What do you think your keys to success there are?
study. Like yesterday, me and Nate came out here and he drilled me through a couple situations, like bonsai or no huddle, just like hurry up offense stuff, and really just stay mentally sharp with Coach Signetti in the room in the office up there.
How hopeful are you that you might get some snaps this season?
This season, you know, I mean, it's gonna be a battle, but I mean, I'm two plays away from being number one.
Right.
So I mean, I just gotta act like I'm playing for number one right now with Nate.
So this obviously is your second spring practice. What's the big changes from last season to this season for you?
Well, speed tempo is definitely one of the biggest ones, but the complexity of the offense is also one. I'm looking for a lot more now. Having my responsibilities is just probably the hardest thing, having to do everything.
What do you think you gained most from being on the scout team?
Anticipation and timing was probably my biggest one, because I could like visualize our plays through our opponent's plays and whatnot, so I can just like work on my 5-step level and throw the out route, you know, if it's there. Or if, like, just recognizing defenses, for one, because we play a lot of Pac-10 defenses are pretty similar. So.
How do you feel your command of the playbook is at this point?
It's actually pretty good. I'm really happy with where I am right now. Every day is a step, and every day we get better. So another day is another step, and we get better. On the road again.